Now, the story of tonight's meeting, as we know, the thing that's been hitting the headlines, isn't about these things. It isn't about the Palestinians who lose their homes. It isn't about Palestinians who lose their livelihoods. It isn't about discrimination in the planning system. It's about whether somebody was from Israel, was meant to be allowed to come here to address the meeting by the Palestine Solidarity Campaign. Now, there's all sorts of arguments about that. Let me put absolutely on the record, remember what Jeremy said. Neither I nor I, nor anyone else on this panel, has any trouble with anti-Semitism, has any trouble with any kind of racism whatsoever. But I will say this, that if I'm going to see anybody convicted of those sort of allegations, I want to see them convicted on the basis of evidence. I don't want to see them condemned and guilt assumed on the basis of innuendo, allegation, or association. So if we can produce that evidence, to be clear about the ground, then fair enough. But let's be clear, the obligation is now on the Home Secretary to do that.